Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and anything in between. My name is Jesse Logan. I'm a musician, I'm a poet, a songwriter, a comedian, but I thought I'd go ahead and start this thing. And so what is this? What is this all about? It's about whatever I feel like. It's just about me talking about stuff, so I'll be making music stories, anything that I'm interested in, very long and angry rants, so I'm feeling emotional. So today I'm going to discuss something that I'm going to bring up a whole bunch of times in different episodes, but it's also very important to me, and that is the LGBT plus community. So let's go right down to the basics. What is it? Well, it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, but there is so much more to this. It's insane. There's pansexual and asexual, and there are numerous variations. I am a pansexual myself, and there are so many more gender identities beyond cis and trans, and that is a completely different episode. It'll take up a long, long time. So, I wanted to answer a question that I get a lot online and in person, and that is, why do we still need pride and the community if we've got a marriage equality now? So we've essentially won. Now, I see a lot of people online get mad at people when they ask this, but if they're asking legitimately and actually want to know the answer, you can't get mad at them for that. LGBT people and allies are not inherently enlightened or woke, if you will. They just want to know the answer. So if they want to know the answer, then answer respectfully. And it's not that hard. So here are some facts. As of 2018, it's August 2018 right now, 25 countries officially recognize and perform same-sex marriage, and it's soon to be recognized in Austria, Costa Rica, and Taiwan, which is lit, but out of 195 countries, 28 is not that many. Just being queer is still illegal in so many countries, mostly in Africa and the Middle East. So here are some statistics. Recent research by the LGBT Foundation, that is a thing, you can Google it, 55% of LGBT students have reported bullying because of being queer. That's more than half, which is a lot to think about. In primary schools or elementary schools, 45% of the teachers report homophobic bullying in pupils. But in secondary school or high school, that number is bumped up to 90%, twice as much. And one in four LGBT students experience cyberbullying, and almost one in 10 are bullied by text message. So essentially what this does is it creates a system where queer kids are scared to come out of the closet and just be themselves. Now, I was lucky. I was never physically bullied for being queer. I know people who have, but I went to my first pride in 2016. I was 15 and a bit, and I was astounded. I was blown away by how many people there were like me. And out of those people, how many of them were feeling the same way I did? How many of those people were at their first pride and never seen so many queer people in their life? And it was amazing. And that's what it's about to me. It's all about not feeling alone in the world. That's for me anyway. Perhaps it means something completely different for you. I don't know. It's kind of up to your interpretation in some senses. So, the next time you wonder or think, maybe we don't need pride because it's 2018, think past your bubble. And think past the bubble of your city or your country to the whole world. And remember that, yeah, we still need it. So, yeah, that's that episode. I'll be doing more of these. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Laptop Selfies, Instagram also at Laptop Selfies, and I'll see you all next time.